Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ,
party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell, the international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
I'm sitting here. What's up? What's up? First of all, Tuesday time of chit chat presents also happy birthday to my homeboy, Mr. Jesse Jetson Hudson. I'm sitting here watching now. I'm looking at Reno 911, man. Y'all ain't never watched Reno 911. That is one fucking, crazy true representation of the police. They just blew a well up. Oh man, all right. Man, that's too funny for me. Whoa. All right, I'm back. All right, people. Gotta upload a new track right here, matter of fact. Yeah, today is Tuesday time of chit chat. You know what I'm saying? Call on up 347-237-5125. Get heard all the way live. Coming into the third season, people. Coming into the third season. February 25th. Launches, you know what I'm saying, the official season 3 for Wrecking the Game Radio on the place to be. Doing it real big up in there, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And getting things prepared, you know what I'm saying, for the official jump off and everything. So, yeah, going down. And also, happy birthday to Miss Sweet D Love. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating her birthday. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday, sent her a little, you know what I'm saying, happy purpose days and all that good stuff up in there, you know what I'm saying? She's doing it real big, holding it down. And, having the Q Harper come through and sang a little something, you know what I'm saying? Turn that goddamn fake ass insurance commercial and shit. And, did it real big, you know what I'm saying? Did it real big. So I'm sitting here looking up this track for Mr. Jetson. Let me see if I can find it for y'all. Workaholics. Yeah. Superstar is what you are. We gonna, matter of fact, I'm going to play both of them. I'm going to play the new... This is Workaholics. We're going to call Mr. Jet Set up in just a second. Wish him a happy birthday live and everything. And also happy birthday, Martin Luther King. Celebrate Martin Luther King Day. And, yesterday, even though, you know, down here, our events got shut down, you know what I'm saying, because of the rain and stuff. But, as long as you still went out and did some kind of activity, you know what I'm saying? And, that's the whole thing. So, that's it featuring Tony Starr Smith. Superstar is what you are. Yeah, it's going down real big like that. So you're listening to WDGE Radio right here live on the currently Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan Mind Probe.
Come on!
Oh, it's dead. All righty then. We are live up in La Casa. In La... What the fuck is it? Barrio? Yeah. In La Barrio. In La Casa. Hey,
pow, pow. Good morning.
Morning, good. Guten Morgen. In Abend. In, all that. What happened?
I'm just getting home, and I'm about to get the carpet cleaned. I'm about to clean my carpet.
Right.
Yeah, well, they
who's
are.
Who's doing that for you?
Yeah.
Well, who's cleaning that carpet, baby? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ah, man. You're getting wet or dry back.
I'll be right there. I'm in that apartment. I'll be right there. Yeah.
Sorry, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go a little left on
okay,
the right
honey.
Show. You know what I'm saying? We're listening to live ramblings.
You know it's live. Sorry.
This Heavenly Angel. Live.
Yeah, getting that carpet clean, baby. But, I removed my carpet.
Oh, right.
I got bare floors now, baby.
Right. Nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that.
You know,
women with jungles and shit, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all just don't be looking right. Don't be looking right. See the woman like she had a hat on.
Last night
like,
had like 20 people in this chat room.
Who that?
Huh?
Who that?
Goofy Bomb.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I can't get on that late night shit, man. I'm in the club.
Yeah, he was hitting it at the hour everybody's there.
Yeah, you can get in with any hour. I don't know if I'm on one day, I might do a late night show. Do an old late night show. I had a couple people tuned in when I did a late night show back in the day. Not the 9 o'clock show, but the actual.
No, he was doing it like 5-6 o'clock. My time. So that would be 9 o'clock your time. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean, 5-6 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, at night.
Yeah, in the afternoon, these people flew back. They're watching it. You ever seen Reno 911? The little TV series be on Comedy Central. Okay. I'm talking to myself. As usual, you got to love that. You know what I'm saying? Because you know.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist on Don't Ride a Record, representing the whole Miami Dade.
Never hit that. I ain't gay, but I still let it slip that. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the church for the great organ? You don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison. Feed my dick. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playin' with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. Hell, I ain't scared to die. Find a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat. Get rid of my fucking right trick, get polo. Kidnapped, bitch, step on my toes. Yes, oh God. I ain't like everybody else. I don't eat niggas, I do it myself. I kick, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't eat niggas, I do it myself. I kick, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, don't talk to me like that, nigga. Stay right here. Right back, nigga. What I'm gonna do, you ain't gonna like that, nigga. Don't care who you are, I'm gonna fight that, nigga. I ain't gonna be fair, like a bitch I kick, biting poor hair. I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna try everything for I let you beat me up. Something crazy will scare me a nigga. Hell, I'm gonna try and tell me a nigga. I got a brain that'll tell me a nigga. Chicken with the J, I don't fear no nigga. On the street, ain't no referee. Pick up something off the ground and split it to the right beat. Walk away, sometimes I just walk away. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kid, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kid, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga.
Make a quick call, people. Go ahead and get it in just a minute. You know what I'm saying? We'll call on Mr. Jesse Jet Set Hudson, you know what I'm saying, representing all the way from California. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, featured in one of the new hit comedies coming up next month, I believe. We're going to be talking about that, getting into it, and showing you how we do it right here live on the Starship Smash.
Remix, remix, the time remix, remix, remix,
it gets hard.
All the world. Remix, like, remix, and New York City.
You got to make it through that
hard time.
Hollywood,
California.
And life.
Remix, remix, Chicago.
That's why.
Florida.
We here to say
Detroit. Remix, remix.
Only the storms survive.
All over the world.
Now only the storms survive. Cause only the storms survive.
Remix, remix.
Come on, baby boy.
Only
remix,
the storms
you got it.
Hard times, everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to split them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes you strong. Hard times, everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to split them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes you strong. It's like murder. Shit I have done, got mama crying tonight, because they locked up a son. I'm getting tired of pressure, getting tired of pain. They got me smoking all this reefer, fucking up my brain, got me going insane in this bitch. I'm trying to drop a single down, trying to get rich. But who gonna throw the pitch, nigga? If I don't drop the bow, I represent the east side and the fo ho. And you know, the pussy niggas get smoked. No, 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 it's my soul, cause I'm breaking so rough and rugged. And people can't touch it, man. It's hard time, got me feeling tough.
But
hard time.
Only the storms survive. Cause only the storms survive.
Miami, Florida,
you know the storms.
Plus a 9, make me wave 150, and that's straight for me to face what I gotta face in these streets where I gotta make what I gotta make. But you writing checks, what's in my chest? Just catching up with
Remix.
You, bitch, you never thought I'd miss you. It's only time to issue your legs and your thighs in the quarters, pushed all in the water. Death by design, a nigga all
that's
in your order. Should've
Remix.
Thought smarter, should've came harder, but should've, could've, would've, can't help you right now. So it's time for you to make a move, time for you to show and prove. Time to show these niggas that you do what you say you do. Repping on the block with 22, niggas say who? The
Remix.
Dope man, the big man, the boss man. Ain't got nothing on the left hand, trick a man with the dead hand.
All over the world.
Government inflation, general force gain, purple straight raping, the hood, it ain't all good. Block party, I wish you would.
Remix,
only
remix.
The strong survive, not rise, rise, rise,
all over
rise,
the world.
And you know what's better time, cause I've been doing time.
Oh yeah, remix, remix.
I've been living hard times, cause this is a hard grind. And you know what's better time, cause I've been doing time.
Japan, remix, remix, remix.
I've been doing hard times since I came out the womb. Took a few puffs of air, hard times for the room. I look left, and then right. The only hard times are what I see in sight. So I jumped up and headed to the door. Told my mama thank you, but now I gotta go. The hard times ain't gonna find me no more. We live in hard times, and that's for sure.
See ya. Only the storms survive. Only the storms survive. You know the storms.
I'm back on the grind, trying to beat these hard times. Dodging all the crackers and jackals, trying to get mine. I tell a step back and check yourself. Too late, silly suckers, unwreck yourself. Now my people on the ride, and y'all better realize that it's our time to shine. And we gon' claim the prize. But if you can't understand, then please step aside. So we do it. I said we do it. We all do it. Hard time.
Only the strong survive. Only the storm survives. You know the storm survives. Cause only the storm survives. We gotta be strong, y'all. We gotta hold on, y'all. We gotta take a stand, y'all. I know we can, y'all.
Yeah, I like to thank y'all for riding out with Hit After Hit Music. One time for my boy Disco Nate Dizzle, you know what I'm saying, on the beat, in the P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying. One time for Platinum Kings, putting it down. One time for my girl Sky, you know what I'm saying, representing on the beach, you know what I'm saying. This your boy Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying. Represent one time for Dutch Dirty. One time for Wrecking the Game Entertainment. One time for Jet Set, who always hold it down up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying. Appreciate you, cuz. If y'all want to holler at him, 1-888-859-3762.
We gotta be strong, y'all. We gotta hold on, y'all. We gotta take a stand, y'all. I know we can, y'all.
I don't give a fuck.
DJ Smells So Good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record the Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. That's a clean ass pussy. Hey, baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. Baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. That pussy clean, that pussy fat. Mama, you already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back, but she know I not eat that pussy like a motherfucking cookie rack. Black, never spray red, smoking on some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like restitution. When the body slam the bitch like Lex Luger. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the boat, mama, let's do it. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, yeah, it won't walk right.
I'm rich, bitch.
Give me money, give me money.
Hell yeah, I'm the shit.
I'm that girl on the poster, posting on the wall. Body with my flaws, and when I walk up in the building, all the niggas talking tall. I let this dude eat me out once, and he don't wanna go home. He's hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip, and I call her up a band. And every time he beat it, the girl, she a fan. Yeah, baby, she want a little taste. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me, cause they niggas wanna date me. You know I turn them on, you gotta see me in a song.
I shake no ass, I let you pass.
You can't talk to the girl without no dough. I like to look like money, I like to smell like money. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, jaw on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit, I'm telling. Yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me. Shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the way. So what's up, daddy? How many tags you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes and he said it war hard.
Claude Hammers, the Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Miss New Whoa. 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 Yeah. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body, make the shutter spin, go. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body, make the shutter spin, go. Yeah, I want to time. Yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want, you just be to me. Even if I want to sex, I have them next to me. But I gotta be honest, dude, really turn me on. So much so, I talk about them in my song. And I told myself it's just a physical attraction. But this kind of stuff always pop into some action. But hold on slow, I put the brakes on it. That he acting so horny like he couldn't wait on it. Then he grabbed me by my waist and put me close into his face. And he won't stop licking, say he love the way I taste. Whoa, 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 whoa. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body make this other spin go. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body make this other spin go. Yeah, I wanna time, yeah, I spend time. Yeah, when you give me one, yeah, you see me.
Record the Game Entertainment.
Yeah. All y'all ladies out there just want you to.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Right. All right, people, we got to make a quick call. Go ahead and get this thing pop a lock. Here we go. Getting them in live. Getting Mr. Workaholic on the line, people. Mr. Jet Set Hudson live right here on Regular Game Radio. Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up tonight?
Mr. Jet Set, we speaking to Mr. Jet Set. Mr. Jet Set, birthday boy Hudson.
All right,
here it go. It's going down, people. It's Mr. Jet Set in the building. Yeah. Got him live. You know what I'm saying? And, we got Mr. Jet Set's Tuesday Time for Chit Chat presents Happy Birthday, Jesse Jet Set Hudson. You know what I'm saying? All the way from Hollywood, California. You know what I'm saying? Back up in the Bay, representing Tampa, because that's where we stay, 8-1 trait. And doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to old Tony Star Smith, you know what I'm saying? Came down here with him. And, we're doing it real big. Mr. Jet Set, happy birthday, my brother. What's happening?
Oh, thank you so much, Smell So Good. It's a wonderful day. I want to say it was a beautiful day yesterday. The rain came down and canceled the parade, the Mother's King Parade. But that's a sign that we must walk and the Mother's King's footsteps every day.
Yeah.
We don't wait for just one day. We must walk in his footsteps every day because justice is blind. Justice is not fair. And we must equal rights is not right. For everybody in this country, so we must continue to walk in Dr. Martin Luther King's footsteps. And I just, the rain was a reminder, that's all it was, that's so good.
Yeah, but you know, I had this chick made a comment. She said, you know, by the canceling of the parades, that's a reflection on, you know, where black people are at. And we need to, you know, stop focusing on just that one day and letting that be the cancellation for everything that we, you know, the whole week should be Martin Luther King week.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no celebration for no one day. It should be. And honestly, Jack, this is how I look at it. Martin Luther King's birthday is our Independence Day.
It's our Independence Day. It's our Independence Day. That's right. It's our Independence Day.
Because of this man, we got our independence. We got our freedom. It was because of Martin Luther King. It wasn't no motherfucking Abraham Lincoln and none of that old dumb shit. Because of this man.
That's right.
Because of this man, we got our freedom. White people celebrate their Independence Day from Great Britain on July 4th. We never got free from Great Britain. We don't have no problems with Great Britain.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We have a problem right here in America. So our Independence Day came when Martin Luther King stepped up to the plate and freed us mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
That's right. Rosa Parks and all of them.
You know.
Rosa Parks. All of us are apart, but we still got to get our reparations.
Do you know that, and nobody don't even make a mention of this, Martin Luther King didn't ask for reparations. He asked for the government to do a special subsidized plan and set aside $50 billion for people of color.
Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. He out there on the block, people, you know what I'm saying? So I'm interrupting Mr. Jet right now. He's live out there on the avenue and he doing it real big, selling shirts and everything. You know, he getting it in. And but they set aside, he made it, and he asked the government to set aside $50 billion, but that's a gift to the poor people.
All right, baby, I'm just still trying. You got that right.
You feel me?
The rain don't let the rain stop you. You right, Smash So Good, because every day we must march the Mother King. Every day. You,
Hey.
Keep going.
I'm just trying to keep it in steps, you know. Hey, you got Tony out there with you?
I'm on time. What you say?
You got Tony out there with you?
Yeah, here he is. Hey, Tony Smith. I'm a man from the day. Hey, that's so good.
Bring him up here, yeah. Ryan. You know what I'm saying? This is another yeah. Star from Hollywood, California, right here, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, all the way live. What's up, yo? This is Star Smith.
You're live, baby. You're live up on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? This is my my internet radio station doing a real big, representing worldwide. And, you know, want to say what's up to you because I knew you out there celebrating with Mr. Jet Set on his birthday. So, you know, it's a big day, man. It's a big day. This is a big week. For black people, this is our Independence Week. You feel me?
It's a celebration. I'm going to do it Friday.
This is
a whole bunch of Capricorns.
Oh, damn. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, shit, happy birthday to you, too, man. Happy birthday to all the Capricorns.
Yeah.
Out there representing the whole of the town. You know what I'm saying? Real big, man. Happy birthday to all of y'all, man. That's real. And I know, you know what I'm saying, y'all busy. So what I'm finna do, I got y'all music loaded up. And I'm finna actually, you know, play one of the songs. I got Superstar loaded up, and I got Workaholic. So, you know, we gonna go ahead and, you know, check them out, because I know y'all a little busy out there on the block. And,
phones
right
too, so you know we gotta watch out for that.
Yeah. So, you know,
yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, real quick, man. Tell me what you got going on as far as your work in Hollywood. What you got going on?
Well, you know, always got something to do, and I just wanted the people to keep on creating jobs because the jobs are not given. The people that got jobs are trying to create jobs for people. So we must create our own jobs. I'm just so glad that God allowed me to be in this comedy called Workaholics, because what it did, it gave me a message. Not only Workaholics is a comedy, but also it's telling our people, I'm telling our people that we have to create some jobs, because we've been workaholics for people for years. Now it's time for us to be workaholics for ourselves. Now it's time for us to work until we get what we deserve. See, we got to work so we get what we deserve, because America owed us. America owed our people, because they slaved and worked our people. They didn't pay them labor. And Abraham Lincoln promised us, all the acres of land on you, that we get this, and we haven't got it yet. So we must continue to insist that we get our share. Our equal rights, our equal share, like anybody else in America.
There you go. And, you know.
The work is never done. It's never done, no matter what you do, the work is never done. And to all of us free, and to all of us free, none of us free. People's in jail, it's in jail folks like you.
Damn right.
There's a lot of people that didn't let out of jail because they found out that the DNA didn't match. They found out they got to give them millions of dollars to all the years they kept them in prison for.
Yeah, but I mean that movie Life, that movie with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy was so true when he made the movie Life, and when that white dude said, well, at least the state of whatever that place was got 40 years of free hard labor. That is the mentality. You know what I'm saying? That is the mentality. And that is true all the way to the day, you know what I'm saying? That holds true all the way to the day. You know? And it's sad, man. It's real sad. But, you know, we're going to overcome.
We must overcome. I said, all of us overcome, and none of us overcame. Martin Luther King said, freedom for all races of people. He's the reason everybody is able to come to this country. Chinese, Mexican, everybody is able to come to this country because he invented freedom. If he has any freedom, no nationality.
No nationality.
Whatever we come to the country, it was hard to come to America. And so we said, Martin Luther King, I was getting freedom.
No nationality, and they don't get a man credit for that. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got nothing to do with black people. Martin Luther King didn't march on Washington for black people. He marched for people, the oppressed people.
Oh, white people too.
People who was oppressed, that's who he marched, that's who we stood for.
Yes, sir. I do 100%. And folks going on yesterday from every country to country, this man, they could even ride the bus. They could even ride the bus. They could even use the bathroom. They could even use the bathroom. They could even go, they could even eat at the cabin, restaurant. They could even go to school until this man made it possible. And his day would never, like Stephen would have said, we'll make this day come true. We'll make this day become reality. Oh, yes, we will.
Yeah, let me ask you. Hey, let me ask you something. Let me ask you an old history fact that I bet you didn't know.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that back on April 4th, 1958, that a black woman attempted to assassinate Martin Luther King?
I heard about that. They said he said if he would have sneezed, he would have died.
If he would have sneezed, he would have died. But you got to see the impact on that though. They kept that under wraps. You feel me? They kept that under wraps to keep the racial divide up.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? We wouldn't have been divided. But now they put a white person in the place and make it look like a white person killed the greatest black man on the planet, and then that keeps the racial divide up.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It was a black woman at first.
She fucked it with an ice cream.
With a steel letter opener.
Yes.
And they had to open that man's whole chest up, man. But they don't teach that in history. They don't teach that when you going to when you coming up in elementary, in junior high, and high school. That name is never mentioned. That is never a part, you know what I'm saying, of this man. The only thing you read about is the man that so-called shot him from the hotel room.
That's right. You know what? This man here, and he helped him. You hit this man, he turned his other cheek. You hit him,
that's
you spit on him, you spit on him, you shut dogs on him. He did not get away. He said he turned his other cheek. You stopped him. You stopped all of them. They shut dogs on him. The water hose, the fire department shut water hose on him. Shut the dogs and the sheriff, police, and the brothers. He kept on walking. This man was a man like Jesus. This man was a man like Moses. This man was straight from God. God sent man. He wasn't an old man. He came like Jesus came. He came like Moses came. He came to tell the people that God said, let his people go. Let his people free. Let his people free. No man and no woman should be kept hostage. No man should be slaves. No woman should be slaves. Be all you can be. This man came. God sent this man. And he is a great man. And I must say, if he could do it, we all could do it. God gave him strength. He gave all of us strength to stand up. And when the rest of this world, speak about it. Last year you did that job called Chase the Partners on us when they killed our young brother, Martin Lee Anderson. The young man was in the boot camp. They killed him down and to the ground just because he was a young man and his name was Martin. Martin Lee Anderson. It's a great day. They said the man came all through Florida and shut down Martin Luther King's red all through Florida but Miami. I'm here to say, whatever day be Martin Luther King Day,
right.
That is all his footsteps. When you see injustice, speak about it. It's in jail. A lot of people in jail today that don't belong to jail. They're false accused. Now they're looking out for their rights for somebody to hit a case. Let the world know that it's wrong still. And long as it's wrong still, you have people that God sent to the world to tell them to let their people go. Let their people free. There's a lot of people running out here today that is doing wrong, that should be in jail, that is wrong jail. And some judges going wrong. And some lawyers going wrong. And some decisions going wrong. Let the people and their love hide behind and home and want to stay. And that is so much. It's a lot of millionaires going on. They're trying to push a lot of things up. But God sees them. God is the Lord. Say he sees them. He knows none of us perfect. But he sees a lot of things that the man know and not going to want to see. But it's time for them to give us our foreign of the land and the mule. Give us our reparation. It's time for reparation. Reparation now. That's what it's called for. They said everybody better. Why don't they pay black people? What's the problem? Why don't they just make things right? Like God won't make it right. How can you make the money that they deserve? They slave them to suffer. They suffer of they have their mama and daddy wealth. So why don't they give them their wealth? If you want them to, we are rich people. I'm going to be rich people to God, because we are rich people. Don't let nobody think that because they ain't got no money, they're poor. We're rich in soul. We're rich in spirit. So God gave us richness, and nobody can take it away from us. So give us our money so we can get out, so we can get our jobs. Because there's not no people. How can you say poor people don't want to work? When we work in this country all our lives. Some folks want to use excuses. Say, oh, they don't want work. You know why they don't want work? Because they run free for so long. When you have people that run the free for so long, and you lose them for so long, they don't have most of their money. You can't say all of them. Tell us all our money. Washington, it's time to pay African Americans their money. Tell them their wealth. It's time to tell them their wealth. So I just want to reach out to you today. But you're doing a wonderful job, my brother. Keep doing a good job you're doing.
Now, that's really good.
One day,
brother, we gonna all, you know what I'm saying, we all gonna get our just deserved, man, you know.
Thank you so much for allowing me to force my opinion on your airways, because it came from God. It had to come from God, because I couldn't think of everything to say. So whatever I said, God allowed me to say it. So I want to thank you, Dr. Scott, so good. Being a wonderful man you are, and you always be in my heart, and you know that. And I just thank you for doing the songs that you've done with me, and I hold them up to the highest.
Hey, well, I keep it in rotation, so.
Thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, bro, I keep it in rotation.
My birthday, and you know I was definitely hard about get you on your birthday, and I'll see you before I leave town on Monday King celebration weekend. It's good, like I said, every day of the day. I will see you for me, and I want to thank you for a job well done.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know I'll be around in the hood. I will be around in the hood. All right, well, let me get into this song. This is Mr. Jet Set right here, new song, straight out of California, y'all. This is Workaholics. This is for everybody out there, man, that you know, need some inspiration in their life. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, if you need a song to wake you up in the morning and really pump you up, you know what I'm saying? You need to get the message of being a workaholic. Black folks being workaholics since the beginning of time, y'all need to catch up. And that's
right.
The world. World need to catch up to us. And that's real. All right, Mr. Jesse, happy birthday, my brother. And I will see you later on when I come around in the hood. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Money. Might look like we drunk, but we high off the life. up, now I'm on my 24-hour grind. Making money for my dreams, plotting on the schemes. Making figures, stacking up the G's. Cash is everything around me. I'ma smash all the rock in the salary. So much green. Super plantation, workaholic. I be working on my vacation. Walk across the nation, build a nappy nation. Get your education, stacking up this paper. Yeah, I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic.
nothing a bird, nothing a plane. My name is Flashy Lights, camouflage so tight. Get a stage fright, this is my life. Is this a good life? Shine my little light. Performance photo shoot. Can I get an interview? Jet lag before me, smiling when I'm feeling blue. And places for where? Well, who is a who? Just doing my jam, feeling the groove. Now you see my constellation, gotta keep it more amazing. All the stuff, don't know what's wrong with me.
Happy birthday, Jesse Jet Set Hudson, and all the Capricorns out there celebrating your birthday, people. You know, it's going down real big, man. We live up here in Record of Game Radio, WDGE Radio, live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Coming up, season three, people. 3 years in the music making. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. And, yeah. So, give y'all a quick update before we get into the news. Don't forget, you can check out and go to Hot Steps Magazine. Subscribe to the online magazine, Hot Steps Magazine Online. You can get digital, 4 digital descriptions, 4 issues for $20. And that's 17% off the cover price, which is $23.96. And you go to Hot Steps, that's HOTSTEPZ, Hot Steps Magazine, you know what I'm saying, .com. And matter of fact, let me make sure I'm sending you to the correct link. But you have all kind of good stuff in here. You got everything from fashion. You got a few little advertisements on the side, you know. They got some dance, talking about some dance and how you can earn want to earn some money, you know what I'm saying? Got all kinds of stuff. There you go. And this for anybody out there with a web page. If you want to earn some cash back, you can earn money for your school of fraternity and sorority. And if you contact Hot Steps at info@hotstepsmagazine.com, that's the email address, so they can send you a link specifically set up for your organization's members to subscribe. You may choose to send that link to anyone you choose to, and your organization will receive $3 to $5 back per new subscription. And you can also call 857-236-1639. And, yeah. They're also available online at Barnes & Noble and Xenio Publications. That's Hot Steps Magazine out of Boston, Massachusetts. It's going down real big, you know what I'm saying? A lot of issues. They got everything you want to check out, magazine, fashion, music, dance, and a little art gallery and all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, go through and support them. Shout out to Miss Linda Blake, just celebrating her birthday. You know what I'm saying? Sweet D Love, celebrating her birthday. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Jetty, Jet Set Hudson, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating his birthday. So, you know, everybody around there doing it real big for the birthday, man, you know. And like I say, this is for people of color. And I am talking about anybody with some pigmentation. If you're not originally, you know, a fucking Indian, and you know what I'm saying, then you're a person of color. And this is your Independence Week. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King Day, you know, symbolized, you know, peoples of color's Independence Day. You know what I'm saying? And your New Year is your birthday. So, you know, it's time to get back to self, people. You know what I'm saying? Once you get back to self, you won't worry about nobody else. Motherfuckers be like, damn, man, why you is? Because I don't worry about nobody else. If you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. You know? Live your life. I'm living mine. You got to live yours. And, yeah, it's going down. Shouts out to my artist, Ms. Ja New. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. She, we got some shows, you know what I'm saying, working on getting up in California, you know what I'm saying, and doing it real big, man. Shouts out to M-Fung Media, out there representing, doing bookings for, you know, all the hot artists over there in San Jose, California, and yeah, it's going down real big like that. Starting this thing over here in Montana. Now let me tell y'all people, Nutty News is brought to you apart by Nutty News of the Day. Which is nuttynewstoday.com. And this is for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. So it's going down real big. All right? First question of the day over here in Montana is riding a horse while drunk legal? Huh. That is a good question. A Montana Department of Transportation public safety video that features a horse picking up a rider at a bar is intended as a metaphor to encourage drinkers to get a ride home. Oh, okay, I like that. Helena Police Chief Troy McGee says he's received many calls from residents wanting to know if riding a horse while under the influence is legal. And McGee tells the Independent Record news newspaper that it is. Yeah, really, I mean, shit, what the fuck? The only thing you gonna do is hurt your damn self if you fall off the horse. But, I mean, shit, the horse know not to take off. The horse know that you ain't in command, you know what I'm saying? A horse is human, people. It's just as fucking human as you are, and it thinks for itself, just like you. And the bitch ain't gonna go jumping off a fucking cliff just because your dumb ass starts running forward. It will throw your ass off, but it ain't finna kill itself. Yeah. Over here in New Mexico, men spent 30 years building a model of the USS New Mexico. And I hope it was a damn true model or something. God damn. Two Albuquerque men said they spent more than 30 years building a scale model of the USS New Mexico. Cecil Whitson and Keith Leota said the model, which is due to go on display at the New Mexico History Museum in Santa Fe, took them far longer to build than the 18 months the New York Navy Yard spent building the battleship during the closing months of the World War I. Yeah, well, I mean, shit, there's only two of y'all motherfuckers. What the fuck do you expect? Got a whole slew of people, you know what I'm saying, building that one wreckage. Well, it's wreckage now. Yeah. Over here at North Shores, woman used a fish to attack two men ice fishing. Right. The men, both in their early 20s, said they were ice fishing in a shanty when they were, I think that's one of those little small shacks where they go in and do the fishing and shit. Said they were approached by a woman who wanted to urinate on the ice. Okay. While their backs were turned, the woman struck the first complainant in the head with a fish. The female then approached them and struck the other man across the face with a fish. She claimed that she was upset because the other men put their shanty too close to her shanty. What the fuck? Look at her. What? First for the dude who ain't urinating on her.
She's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
I mean, damn. And for Miss Urinator, you know what I'm saying?
She's lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Monkey. Yeah. I tell you, people, you should be thankful for where you live. Over here in Boston, halftime show featured mascot getting lap dances. Right. That's what I'm talking about. A controversial performance outraged fans, with many of whom attended the home opener with, yep, young children. They put this red carpet down, and there's Scorch sitting in a chair. And you see girls walking up to him and start giving him a lap dance. And it's like, what's going on? And I kind of had to let the shock run through me. It was really weird, says one of the attendees at the game. Right. Not sure why that was going down, but all right, I'll buy that for a dollar. Over here in Russia, online shopping for Russian jailbirds. Okay. Not long after it was announced that some of Russia's prisons had been fitted with suntan studios, more news of life behind bars has emerged, and it appears that cons can indulge in a spot of retail therapy as they repay their debt to society. An online store has been created, but for the moment it's only available to relatives of people in custody. You motherfuckers crazy, man. Oh, man, people, they are making it fun to go to jail, people. They are dumbing you down to being locked up. Man. Like I say, people, they got cell phones in the goddamn prison system, so you... Yeah? Over in Massachusetts, a woman's car stolen from ER by a fake valet. Oh, man, that's fucked up. Why are you doing fun little shit? Conniving, creative shit, but some fucked up shit. Pregnant woman rushing into Lowell General Hospital's emergency room. Handed her keys to a seemingly helpful man who said he was a valet and offered to park her car. Only one problem. Lowell General doesn't have valet service. Yeah, a man clad in what appeared to be a uniform shirt walked out of the ER as the woman arrived, claiming to be the hospital's valet. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
tonight.
And we're back. Hey, you got to run the archive back. You missed the, you know, you missed the small but short interview with Mr. Jesse Jet Set Hudson, representing, holding down for all the Capricorn, celebrating his birthday. And yeah, he called in. Well, I called him up, and he gave his happy birthday shots out to Martin Luther King and everybody. We had a little brief discussion, and you know, it was real cool. You know.
Well, now who called in again?
Jet Set, my homeboy Jet Set from
California.
Yeah, so today's birthday, and you know, he down here. He comes down every year for the parade, but you know, like we was discussing, you know, yesterday we had rain started like 8 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all fucking day to like 2:30 in the afternoon,
wow.
And it shut down all the parades. You know what I'm saying? In like 2-3 different cities. But like we were stating, you know, Martin Luther King Day should spark off the day, but it should be a week long celebration. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way for all the shit that this man done did. You know what I'm saying? For us, and for every person that has come to this country. You feel me? Not black people. I mean everybody that has got on a fucking plane. If it wasn't for Martin Luther King, you wouldn't be flying your ass over here. Fuck you Russians. Fuck you Italians. Fuck you Germans. Fuck anybody from any other country. If you don't believe that it was because of a black man getting killed 2 times. A man had to get assassinated twice. Because of his efforts, and every fucking time this man never picked up a weapon, never picked up a slingshot, never paper cut a person.
Yeah.
And you can't wrap up, you know what I'm saying, all the work that this man has done in one day. You feel me? So, I mean, this is Martin Luther King week. You know what I'm saying? It's a week-long celebration. You know, you let kids out of school, you know, for 2 weeks to celebrate some bullshit-ass Christmas holiday that has no fucking meaning. But you know what I'm saying? But then you push off one day, you know what I'm saying? Man, please, all people of color should have the whole fucking week off. You know what I'm saying? You motherfucking Arabians, the canine, you should be shutting your fucking stores. You know what I'm saying? You should close your goddamn doors and be thankful for this week. Or be there to come down here and open up your stores. You know what I'm saying? Chinese people, you should be closing their fucking stores. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you go to any of these fucking stores, man, and these people don't celebrate Martin Luther King Day. They feel like, you know what I'm saying, because it was a black man that he was insignificant to their cause. But without him, you motherfuckers wouldn't be here, period.
Yeah.
You would believe that. You wouldn't be here. So thank you, Martin Luther King, for all your efforts, you know what I'm saying, worldwide that you have done and provided for the entire world. And I mean the world. Shit. All right, people, let's continue on. We're still in the Nutty News, live right here in the mix. You got Miss Heavenly Angel, representing Seattle, Washington, going down real big. And, yeah, we up in here doing it. Well, all the way over here in India, where, God as guard. Bank opens branch with no locks. Okay. The United Commercial UCO Bank has opened the country's first lockless branch at Shani Shinganapur in Maharashtra, some shit like that. Even as the center has made high-tech security mandatory for all nationalized and private sector banks. Shani Shinganapur is a small village in Ahmednagar district whose presiding deity is Lord Shani. People here fear that if there is a theft or robbery, then the culprit and their family have to bear the wrath of Lord Shani. Well, I wouldn't be stealing shit over there anyway. Bitches cut your fucking hands off in India. So, yeah, I ain't fucking with y'all. Yeah, I could believe in a lockless bank. Yeah.
Not a chance.
Yeah, they cut your hands off. I don't even fuck around. You go up talking about breaking in that shit if you want.
You know?
Shit, they cut your hand and your feet off of trying to run away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then and leave that out in front of the bank as an example. This is why we got lockless motherfucking banks.
Exactly.
Shit. Over here on Washington Dicks on Chicks, that's Washington, D.C. people, Washington District of Columbia, a penny. Costs 1.2 cents to manufacture. Oh, man. It costs more than a penny to manufacture a penny.
Wow.
Yeah. It costs 1.2 cents. 1.62 cents to produce that 1 cent copper coin.
But how much is that really worth these days? Nothing.
Well, it's worth more than the motherfucking dollar. I bet you that. Shit. The director of the Mint tried to make the penny cheaper to manufacture, but Congress shut that initiative down. As it currently stands, the Treasury boss can recommend changes in metal content or in the amount of coins produced, but only Congress can make the final decision. Well, what else they going, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. What else they going to fucking do? They issued out gold fucking quarters and shit, which I got a couple of those. You know, tell me what the significance of that shit is. You know what I'm saying? Then you fucking make up bicentennial coins and shit. Tell me what the fucking point of that shit is. I don't know. I'm just wondering. You got fucking state coins. Tell me what the fucking point of that is. You know, I don't collect coins. What the fuck for? What the hell are you gonna collect some shit for, man? I ain't with that shit. I mean, if they old shit, like now I got old coins. I got some old Arrowhead pennies and shit like that. You know, with the old Indian pennies. Okay, yeah, that's some shit that you want to motherfucking keep. But
well, yeah, that's worth more than a penny.
Yeah, this bullshit here nowadays, nah, yeah, fuck that shit.
There's a 1908 and a 1910 from Delaware with the D on it that's worth about $500.
Oh, shit, I got to check my pennies.
Yeah,
shit.
I just found that out the other day.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of them after my grandma had passed. She always collected pennies, you know what I'm saying, and half dollars. She used to have a whole bag of them. I mean, like a couple of $100 worth. And then my senile damn granddad, you know, started Alzheimer's started kicking in. So he used to take the coin to the dog track and shit. You know what I'm saying? These are rare coins though. And he took them. I still got a couple of them though. I still kept a couple of them. But
yeah, I got
damn.
Silver dollars from the 1800s.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, I don't know. I got to look. I don't know if they. I got something from way the fuck back. I know that. I got some old shit, and I wrote on the bags. I got a lot of shit from like the 1900s, like 1900, 1901.
Yeah, I got it too.
You know.
I got kinds of money.
Yeah.
My grandfather was in World War II, so I got World War II money from Japan and stuff.
Oh. That's what's up. Shots out to everybody served in the world.
He's got money from around the world. I got money from around, you know, coins from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of African coins, too. My sister went there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you see me.
I got some Europe. What?
Yeah. Bet you see me. Well, she married, right? Your daughter, your
sister married. She has two kids and one on the way.
Now,
she
married to a white or black dude.
Three kids all under three. What?
White or black?
He's both, just like she is.
Oh, he mixed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's what's up there. Shit. That's what's up. Shout out to them. I know they make some pretty kids there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got them posted on my wall.
Yeah. That was the one that I said somebody looked like they got the
The twins.
The candy took it.
The juicy juice.
Like somebody got their juicy juice debowed and shit. That would look like.
Yeah.
Like
she
just
snatched
the juice out of hands. Like, what the hell happened?
Yep.
Got my.
They were ready to go though. We were going to the park. They were good to go. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
They parked out. Cool. Over here in Philadelphia, man is shot over a French fry argument. People, I'm telling you, dead goddamn right that the fucking fast food is more deadly than what you're thinking. God damn. That bring a new meaning, boy. A man was shot after an apparent argument over fast food. The two men were in a parked car eating fast food when an argument broke out over French fries. The two men got out of the car, started fighting, and investigators say that's when one of them pulled a gun and shot the other.
Oh, my goodness. They must have been drunk.
I mean, you...
Come on,
really? Boy, look at him.
The fries must
be
really good.
Yeah, I mean, the motherfuckers must have been, bitch. Damn, but anyways.
Sheep flying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Now for both of them. I mean, they both, you know, that's just a joint of war because they're all both fucking stupid. Of a goddamn dollar fucking fries. You fucking stupid. Fucking stupid. But to get even stupider, we go to Florida. Oh, yeah. We pack them in, people. We pack them in. Naked tourist is tased 3 times.
Ouch. How in the hell did they get them?
This is why we... Yeah. A new tourist running into traffic and yelling he is king of the world was tased on Big Coppet Key and jailed. Richard Gervasi, 43, of Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, reportedly also said he is made of steel while he was taken into custody. Yeah, he reportedly had been drinking and took LSD. That is why it took 3 times. He was charged with disturbing the peace and resisting arrest. Gervasio had no clothes on. Right. That's how we get down, people. We kicks it like that here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they get butt naked and run around and do stupid shit. Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
LSD. People still do LSD. People, this is 2011. And y'all still doing a goddamn Austin Powers fucking Shaggerific drug? God damn. What the fuck?
New generation.
Damn, that motherfucker's 43. Damn, new generation, he know what the fuck. LSD, come on. Jeez.
Gotta tell you, keep it moving.
Damn, people, what the? Over in New York, damn, this is crazy. Driver tosses smoking woman from bus. God damn.
What?
Hope that bitch stopped. Damn. A MTA bus driver could be in trouble after video shows him forcibly removing a disruptive passenger from his bus in Brooklyn. A B-35 bus stopped because passengers complained that a woman lit up a cigarette. The video shows her smoking. Passengers are heard insisting she put out the cigarette or get off, but she refuses. The driver grabs her and forcibly lifts her from the seat and out the back door. So fucking what? Bitch, get your ass off the fucking bus. Yeah, I don't, shit, fuck that. I would probably do the same shit and just would have been getting fired. I don't like cigarette smoke, so I'd be damned if you know goddamn well you ain't never got on a fucking bus smoking no fucking cigarettes before that you just think you gonna motherfucking be El Ignorante and say fuck everybody and I'm finna light this shit up. Hell yeah, she deserved to get her ass fucking throwed the fuck off. God shit, man. That's crazy, man. Anyways, over in New Mexico, a train strikes a jogger listening to music. Why the fuck are you running on a goddamn railroad track?
Where did I come to?
What? Amanda Beiner, some shit, 18 of Rowe, New Mexico, apparently was listening to music on an earpiece or headset as she was jogging along the tracks in Rowe, New Mexico, and did not hear the train's warning horn as it approached her from behind. Byrne also was wearing a headband that covered her ears. The engineer made several attempts to... in alerting her by sounding the horn several times. Is she dead?
Yeah, it's just getting dangerous to leave in your front door.
No, that's just fucking stupid. That you be running along the goddamn railroad tracks. Who the fuck runs along railroad tracks? That is asinine. That ain't even good for your feet. Well, she is dead, so she's a dead ass. You know what I'm saying? God damn, she's a dead ass.
We heard one like that, a month ago? 2 months ago?
Dang. What's that?
Someone running around on the tracks and got killed?
Yeah, no, that was a stupid motherfucker that got their arm knocked off by the fucking train. The other motherfucker that was drunk lying on the goddamn tracks.
Yeah,
we done had a few stupid motherfuckers with damn train dealers and alcohol. And this is with fucking health and what the? Yeah, but, yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jesus, people. I guess you guys didn't think I was going to give an award, right? Yeah, right. Over in Alabama, smelly kudzu eating bug invades homes. What the fuck is kudzu? An invasive kudzu eating bug that swept across Georgia last year has now been detected in Alabama. Though you might be tempted to celebrate the arrival of a bug that eats the vine that ate the South. What? This kudzu bug stinks. Yeah, when temperatures drop, the pea-sized bugs, also known as the lab bug or the globular stink bug, invades homes in hordes. When threatened or crushed, they emit a foul odor. Damn. Never heard no bug like that. Fucking skunk bugs? Goddamn skunk bugs. Get scared and they shit on you. Wow. All right. Over in China, a man is sentenced to life for evading road tolls. Come on, people. God damn. What? The brother of a Chinese man sentenced to life for evading road tolls is taking the blame himself. Shai Jung Fang said he was the one who put military number plates on the vehicle. Hell no. To avoid, to evade tolls of 3.7 million yuan, which is approximately $560,000. The harsh sentence given to his brother, Shai Jiang Fang, caused an uproar across China. God damn, what the fuck? Life in prison? What? How stupid is that? Made the bitch pay his damn money back. Owe y'all bitches $560,000. Why would you? That's stupid, people. I mean, all right. That's stupid. I mean, yeah, it kind of, that's a slick ass way. I didn't know you put military plates and avoid tolls and shit. Anyways, over in Tennessee, elephant kills trainer, and zoo says just an accident. An inquiry is underway after an 8,000-pound elephant at a Tennessee zoo backed a trainer into a wall and crushed her to death. Knoxville Zoo said today that it had temporarily closed its elephant exhibit while the rest of the zoo remained open. But a zoo spokesman insisted the death of 33-year-old Stephanie James was nothing more than a terrible and tragic accident, and the elephant would not be punished or disciplined in any way. What the hell is she doing behind the motherfucker? Hey, yo, what? You trying to wash his ass or something? What the fuck are you doing behind a goddamn elephant? These people are getting tragic around here. Bitches dying left and right. What the fuck is going on? See? Yeah, I know it. All right, let's keep this thing moving, people. Over here in Michigan, a mom leaves baby in car while shoplifting. You heard that before. Police are asking Child Protective Services to investigate. That's a little loud. Westlife. I like that jazz and rock and roll shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Damn, police are asking Child Protective Services to investigate a woman who say, who they say left her four-month-old daughter in a locked car for at least 20 minutes as temperatures hovered at 21 degrees. The 28-year-old mother faces retail fraud charges for allegedly shoplifting, and when police arrived, the mother was at her car with her grocery cart, which police said contained stolen items. You got your fucking kid out there, man. Y'all motherfuckers. Damn, people, leave the bitch out of babysitting. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez. Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
You know, we had a lot of cases. It's been crazy, too. There's been a lot of cases. The motherfuckers been, over the past, last year. You know what I'm saying? We had motherfuckers that took the damn, we read that, like, three or four different cases of motherfuckers taking the kids into the damn malls and shopping stores. Two of them left their kids. The other ones, no, I think all three of them or got caught or left their kids. I know two of them left their kids. One of them left their kid in the bank when they fucking went to rob the bank.
Oh, like, wow.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all, people?
They got to be high or drunk or something.
I mean, taking your kid to do a crime, though, what does that show the kid? You know what I'm saying? When they see your stupid ass sitting here getting fucking arrested.
That's their mentality, you know? Thinking like a kid. They ain't thinking.
Yeah, you ain't thinking. Ain't know what you're thinking, because you ain't thinking. Hell, Damn. Oh, man. Over in New York, school's chancellor. Well, I don't know what the hell's a chancellor. Schools have chancellors.
That's like a principal, I guess. Like a principal, I think. Where is this, in Europe?
No, nah, New York. That's what I'm like. What the fuck is a chancellor? We ain't got them in the United States. I didn't think.
New York is almost like Europe. They have London and Paris. I mean, Italy, you know, fast goes over there. They try to make it all European.
Well, you know, the United States bites off of every other country to make everybody else feel at home when you come to this made-up-ass country. So
it's the beacon, you know, Miss Liberty.
School's chancellor regrets birth control joke. A spokeswoman says New York City schools' chancellor, Kathy Black, was making a joke when she suggested overcrowded schools could be solved with birth control. That's not funny. Black made the controversial remark at a task force meeting on school overcrowding. And upon hearing estimates that Lower Manhattan would need an additional 1,000 elementary seats by 2015, Black said birth control would really help us. What the fuck you mean? Shit. Yeah, y'all need to slow the fuck down. Stop fucking so much. You will need them extra 1,000 seats. What's wrong with the birth control joke? Was something wrong?
No. Teenagers are going to do.
What the fuck they gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Shit. Like, I just read yesterday what they talking about. 90 of the fucking females at this small town high school are pregnant and shit. They don't know what the fuck to do. Tell the bitches to stop fucking. Damn. Or give out fucking free rubbers. I mean, if you can't fucking stop the problem, at least try to deter the problem. You know they already fucking. So get ass some condoms and tell the bitches to wrap it the fuck up. You know, damn, we don't know what to do. So just keep fucking. Oh, fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, this too crazy, people. A couple more left and then we're out of here, people. Over in Florida, astronaut injured while riding bicycle. Wow. One of the astronauts set to launch on the upcoming Space Shuttle Discovery mission has been injured and may not recover in time for Discovery's launch. Mission specialist Tim Copra hurt himself in a bicycling accident. NASA officials said he will recover, but maybe not in time for the flight. What the fuck can you do on a bicycle? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You're a goddamn astronaut. What the fuck was you doing on a bicycle enough to get into an accident? And if you're an astronaut, why you wouldn't be on one of them bicycles that you lay down in and just pedal with your feet? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck would you still be riding around with a goddamn... On a fucking 10-speed for? How stupid is that? You got money, people. I mean, god damn. Jesus.
And just exercise on.
You know? Right. Over here still in New York, New York been on the map, boy.
They picking up speed here, all right.
Telling you, yeah, I mean, I guess that the winter just make a motherfucker do crazy shit or something. I don't know. Pets live in torment among corpses. Oh, what? Their mouths were muzzled and wrapped in so much tape they couldn't breathe, bark, or eat. Their fur was matted with filth, and the house was crammed with so much trash it hit the floor. A Long Island mother and daughter were arrested yesterday after more than a dozen tortured dogs and cats were rescued from a filth-riddled Rockville Center home that included more than two dozen decomposing animal remains.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ew.
What?
Nasty. Ew. Ew.
How the fuck fuck do you people live in something like that?
I don't know. There's some sick people out there, and you don't even know it. So you hear something like this.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Damn. Yeah. For the decomposed dogs.
How can you stand the smell? I mean,
that's
wow. And then, you know, you leave the home, you must smell like that leaving home.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
I mean.
Really? Ooh.
Let's read into a little bit more. Then. How the neighbors had to motherfucking have known this shit.
I mean, that smell must have permeated out there somewhere. Come on.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's see here. Damn, Faces of Hell House. And if it, damn, look at this chick. Look at this chick, though. She look like something out of a fucking movie. Hold on. There you go. Damn. And the daughter don't look half bad, but Francesca Maselli. All right, let's read the whole fucking story. This is nasty, but fuck it. Long Island mother and daughter were arrested, and Judge Anna, whatever, teared up as prosecutor showed pictures of a dog skull with tape still visible on it, as well as the squalor in the small house. What? Faith Rose, 54, is secretary. And Francesca Maselli, 24, a nursing home aide. That's scary. Pleaded not guilty and were being held at Nassau County Jail on more than $75,000 bail each on three felony animal cruelty counts. Hempstead town officials were tipped to the wretched conditions inside the seemingly sedate Montauk Avenue home when someone complained about the smell coming from the house. Duh! When the officials arrived, the dogs could be heard barking, and there was a smell of gas, so animal control as well as National Grid were called in. Inside, authorities said they found a nightmare. 15 dehydrated, trembling animals covered in urine and feces amid 2 feet of trash on every piece of flooring and the rotting corpses of dozens more. There were 6 chihuahuas, 3 dachshunds, an English bulldog, a Yorkshire terrier, a shih tzu, a boxer, and 2 cats among the survivors. Another pooch, a collie mix, was taken directly to an animal hospital for emergency care. They also took several pounds of matted, dirt-encrusted fur from around the home. A new car in the driveway was packed with trash, grocery bags, and cans of dog food. 15 animals were rescued from living hell, said Hempstead Town Supervisor Kate Murray. The people who did this are sick and evil. Officials also
look sick and evil.
I'm saying she looks
sick.
she looks like, man. Officials also discovered the remains of 26 other animals, including 8 cats, 5 ferrets,
I just got shivered 5
parrots, 5 dogs, and 5 dogs, police said. God damn.
They must be witches.
Something, man. They were really creepy, said neighbor Anthony Conte, 25. They only came out at 4:30 in the morning. They would never walk more than one dog. The dog was dirty, you could tell. The animals are not available for adoption because Ross and Maselli refused to forfeit ownership, forcing the town of Hempstead to go through a civil court hearing within the next 10 days. What? Ross's ex-husband, she was actually married, Louis Maselli, said he has had no contact with daughter Francesca for more than a decade because Ross cut her off from him and his family after the courts refused to require visitation. My daughter was taken away from me when she was 11 and taught to hate me and my family, he told the Post. I gave up finally after 10 years of phone calls and letters. Damn.
Wow, okay. I mean, we really need a moment. I don't see it people.
Damn.
Grow up, too.
Damn.
That was really
sad.
And sick.
Yeah, that's just, man, that is some weird, crazy shit. That is some movie type shit.
I can't even count how many animals. I mean, there's over 20,
30, 40,
how many?
50? I lost count. They found 26 dead. It was 15, so at least over almost 50 animals.
Yeah.
Man, with 2 feet of trash.
15 dehydrated one. Trash in a brand new car full of dog food and trash. What?
Man, something ain't right. Something wrong. What the fuck? I can't even speak on that. Man. All right, to move on, people. Jesus.
I'm getting shivers up and down my spine from it.
Man, over in Millgate, Walkie. Cops arrest man who hates beer. I need to go and get this beer, matter of fact. Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh, man. Police arrested a 32-year-old man who smashed a truckload of beer with a metal pipe. The attacker scolded the delivery man for bringing what he called poison into his neighborhood. Police say several people took advantage of the delivery man's distraction and stole beer from the truck. Hell nah. You know I'd be running down the street looking like an L.A. riot. Shit. I ain't about 2 cases. Fuck it. I don't even drink Budweiser, but I damn sure have me 2 cases of it. Fuck it. It was free. And free is for me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ticket to jail. That's a free ticket to jail right there.
Damn. All right, now I got to read these last couple of quick, no awards, because I got to get through them. I got a couple more left. We don't have enough time to interject with the awards. So, here we go, people. The rundown. In Illinois, man runs over 41 mailboxes with his sister's car. Right. Man accused of mowing down 41 mailboxes with his sister's car this week faces 41 misdemeanor counts of knowingly damaging property. Buffalo Grove police arrested Jordan Wyman, 20, after using the car's license plate to track him down. Residents found the plate still attached to the part of the car's bumper near his damaged mailbox. And Wyman said that he hit the first few boxes by accident, but drove into the others out of frustration. Ah, heck no, hell no. He was like, fuck it, I done hit him now. I might as well goddamn keep it moving. Shit. Damn. In Nebraska, chimps bite off zookeeper's finger. Ooh. Fingers, that is. Two chimpanzees at a Nebraska zoo attacked a keeper and bit off two of her fingers. Damn. The keeper at the Riverside Discovery Center in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, was petting a 40-year-old chimpanzee who apparently did not want to be touched. When the chimp grabbed the keeper's hand, the keeper started screaming, causing the chimp to scream. This attracted another chimp who also grabbed the keeper's hand. Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get your hand bit. Oh. Something like that. In Florida, Ben Franklin. Yeah, good old Ben is arrested for passing fake $10 bills. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, we do got a big problem with that, though. I mean, counterfeiting down here is at an all-time high, boy.
It's everywhere. You know what time it is.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, though. Like I say, people, the goddamn dollar is fake any fucking way, so who the fuck
cares? The government did it for the end.
Yeah, man, that shit fake anyway, so fuck.
There's some money out there.
Now they put fake shit out there. Man.
Fake your own Federal Reserve, right?
Hey. A man named Benjamin Franklin Davis was taken into custody recently for trying to pass a couple of phony Hamiltons. It wasn't his fault, Davis explained. He'd gotten the money from his ex-wife. Davis was detained by an employee of the Walmart. The store reported that Davis had presented two $10 bills to a cashier, and the cashier had determined both to be counterfeit. Tell you people, I do like working on the streets, you know, because I can wash money a lot quicker than having to go into the store. You know what I'm saying? And having to be faced with you know, counterfeit shit, man. Because, you know, I deal with all kind of folks. You know what I'm saying? Dope boys, regular folks. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. And, you know, we ain't standing around with a goddamn marker. You know what I'm saying? Marking money and shit. You know, who the fuck cares? So, yeah, you know, kind of don't know, you know, what the fuck you get. So, in Wisconsin, a woman finds $280,000 worth of drugs in a vacuum. Damn. A Green Bay, Wisconsin woman.
Yeah.
Opened a Christmas present from her children to find a refurbished vacuum and a load of drugs. Authorities say the woman found 2 pounds of crystal methamphetamine and 2.2 pounds of cocaine shrink wrapped inside the box. Sheriff's officials estimated drugs and street value at about $280,000. A smuggler likely put the drugs in the box before it was shipped from the Juarez, Mexico area where it had been reconditioned. Ain't that a bitch? Damn.
I guess so.
Man, she turned the shit in. The hell? Did she just had a come up? At Nebraska, a bus fight is caught on camera. Damn, she got a nasty shiner on her, boy. She cute, but damn, she got a black eye like a motherfucker. Lincoln police said a bus brawl that was caught on tape all stemmed from a running argument over online postings. You stupid motherfuckers. Boy, y'all some dumb-ass youth. Imani Collins, 20, turned herself into police. She was cited for assault, disturbing the peace, and child abuse. Collins' 3-year-old daughter was on the bus at the time of the incident, and Marsha Lewis, 20, also turned herself in Friday for the incident. Yeah, I'm motherfucking stupid. I don't even want to watch the video. You know what I'm saying? That's just some ignorant shit. Last but not least, in Florida, I don't understand this dumb shit, but okay. Girls are busted for phony Facebook pages. Are you serious? Two Florida girls are facing cyber stalking charges. Y'all fuckers are stupid, man. For allegedly creating a fake Facebook profile in the name of a fellow high school student and placing obscene photos on the page, including one showing their classmate's head atop the body of a nude pre-pubescent girl's body. Taylor Wynn, 16, she admitted creating two fake Facebook pages as a joke because she thought it would be funny. Yeah. Well, I guess it wasn't that funny. You know what I'm saying? The ass is motherfucking getting charged. Stupid ass.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Thank you. That was nice.
Yeah. Tell you people, this has been one nutty news for you. Wow. And that would do it, people. Tuesday time for Chit Chat presents Happy Birthday, Mr. Jesse Jet Set Hudson, and all the Capricorns, you know what I'm saying, celebrating their birthday this month. It's going down real big, man. And like, thank Ms. Heavenly Angel and everybody else for riding out with Reckoning Game Radio and Reckoning Game Entertainment. This is how we do it. Shouts out to Mr. Sayonara out there in the Netherlands, holding it down real big. And make sure y'all motherfucking do one thing for me, people.
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to trade businesses, wealth, I'm just saying, jobs, create new wealth for other people. It's time for
us to
each other reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute, people.
Pass the torch.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share
the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Pass
the torch.
Came.
We can't see the flames.
So
we can't see the flames. Share the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Of you politicians with your weak games and lies begging us to listen.
Come on,
to all of your favors and your BS, you'll need to learn how to pass
Mr.
the torch and hold
someone
else besides yourself.
Mother,
pass the torch,
Mr.
pass
D.
the torch. Don't keep it to yourself.
Come
you gotta
on,
pass
D.
the torch, pass the torch, and get the torch to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because
you
know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know boom, the life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood,
so
everybody can take it easy,
right.
And it's all good.
Please
step off of me
don't
and pass the toast,
either.
And don't keep it to yourself, and that's for sure.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can help somebody else. Share the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame. Pass the torch.
Pass the torch.
We can't see the flame.
Oh,
we can't
help
see
somebody.
The flame. Share the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Thank you, Brother Jay.
It's changed true words. Hear me out. I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
Kane.
Geez, he built me out.
Thank
I'm
God.
Right then,
I
understood. Pass the torch. I helped him, he helped me, and that's how we Bible call. And now I'm buying boss. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off,
yep.
But y'all don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get it done, and we feel we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
it's government
studio.
It's silly though, the white ones really know.
We love you, baby.
Fix
but
the
God
roof,
loves
even
you,
if
man.
You fix it too. Just pass the torch,
please,
and someone
please,
else
and
can fix
mama,
it too.
They
got a state by
you.
The river, paid off in December, and think I was late in November.
Damn.
Blacks abort, stop
right.
Passing snort.
Yeah. Don't let
sweet
that stop
is the
you.
Charm, homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
I know
Share the torch.
It's
time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Put it
down. Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames. Share the torch.
You can do
it's
what
time
you
to see
do
flames. It's time to see flames.
Pass the toast.
Ain't no stopping
don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Right.
You gotta pass the toast. And get a toast to
someone
else.
Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You You gotta pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Where you at, brother Gang? I know math, millionaires. They got all kind of wealth. It's not spreading it all amongst their family members or their friends. Help somebody. We can create jobs. We can create all kind of wealth. We can make everybody successful. All you got to do is just reach back and pour somebody up. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money, make money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have no poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's start
somebody.
Reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you all got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
All
help
right.
Somebody. Pour somebody up. All you can do is, let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody else's hand. And make this world a better place if we can. I know we can. Let's pass the torch. Oh, this is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst each other. Let's start something. We can start something that will last all over the world. Let's stop the world and start spreading love by passing the torch. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use of nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. All reach back. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's pass the
torch.
Let's do this for the Lord.
We can't see the
let's
flames.
Start
passing
the torch.
See the flames.
Oh,
share
we can
the
do
torch.
It. Shout out to
torch.
All the beautiful
it's
people in the world.
The
start spreading the love.
Pass
start
the
torch.
Pass
the torch. You can do it.
We can't
let's
see
do
the
it
flames.
Today.
We can't see
oh,
the flames.
It's beautiful to pass that
torch.
It's beautiful to help somebody. Oh, you can't use it. You leave it. What you going to do? You can't take it with you. Let's
flame up. Everybody
let's
flame up.
Let's pass the torch.
Flame up.
Let the world see what the world's all
flame
about.
Up.
Let's bring another thing
flame
to the world.
Up. Everybody
let's pass
flame
the torch.
Up.
Hit that again.